From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for June 16, 2015. In late May, paired wheat growers were posed to suffer big discounts because of pre-harvest sprouting of winter wheat. But it now appears it will not nearly be as bad as expected. On June 12th, I talked with Dr. Clark Neely, AgriLife Extension Small Grains and Oilseed Specialist in College Station.
Starting off with the Blacklands and eastern Texas, from the reports I've heard, the sprouting is fairly widespread, but not maybe quite as severe as what we first anticipated. I heard a lot of reports of producers getting 1 or 2% sprouting, which doesn't generally elicit too much of a dockage at the elevators. I have heard of some reports where guys will get loads rejected that had 10, 20 plus percent sprout. In that case, that, you know, elevators can reject that if it gets too high, or they get pretty severe dockage at that point. As you head west and north, the rolling plains and the high plains, rolling plains are just now reaching physiological maturity and have probably started harvesting in some spots. I haven't really heard any sprouting issues or concerns in the rolling plains, so I think we dodged the bullet for the most part in that part of the state. And the high plains is still, they're still in a soft or hard dough stage, so sprouting's not been an issue there either, because you have to reach physiological maturity before sprouting becomes an issue.
Can you see the sprouting from the field if it's really bad?
If it's really bad, you'll actually see little green sprouts coming out of the head.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.